They've transformed the place into a mini town, roughly the same size as the village of Staplehurst. It's got its own supermarket, hospital and radio station. Well, for BBC Radio Kent's Drive Time, Owen Ward from Scout Radio has sent us this.
Hello and welcome to the Kent International Jamboree 2013!
6,500 scouts and guides have filled the county showground at Detling.
Some like us are local from Kent,
but we have welcomed hundreds from overseas too.
Hi, my name is Ocean. I'm from Bonneville, Ontario, in Canada. We're here for the 3 weeks. We came originally, we've been planning this trip for 2 years. So it was 2 years ago we found out about the Jamboree, and we thought it'd be really, really fun to come. And so we started fundraising for that, and then we kind of thought, well, while we're here, why don't we just, you know, tour around and stuff. So after this week, we're going around London to like Bath and Cheddar, and we're checking things out. And then after that, we're going into like central London and visiting shops and stuff. And then we have a day trip to Paris, and we get to go home.
What is it that you're most looking forward to about the Jamboree?
Just meeting people. Like, a lot of people are really, really excited to meet us. Like, they just stop by and they're like, oh, Canadians. So we get to meet a lot of people from all over, so it's kind of neat.
The young people will be taking part in hundreds of different activities, like
climbing,
archery,
scuba diving,
canoeing,
arts and crafts,
microlighting,
watching live music,
and making new friendships.
My role here is really one as a coordinator.
Andy Trill is the Jamboree chief.
I've got a fantastic team here who've been doing a great job for years to get to this point in time. We've had a very challenging week, as I think people and listeners would expect, but we're here now. It's coming together. There's smiles on faces. There's people. There's a buzz. And it's looking as though it's going to be a good week. I know that there's going to be some very special and, for some people, some magical moments. And I'm looking forward to some of the surprises that we've got lined up. But just even today, going around in our sort of first day of the Jamboree, with people coming on site with their smiles on their faces and just hearing everything that's going on, it's just the whole buzz of the Jamboree. I think it lifts the soul, and it's just going to be a great week. I'm looking forward to it all.
Dan Goodman from the Agafoy Explorer Group in Gillingham. It's my first Jamboree. I've really loved it, to be honest. I've met tons of new people, not only from England, but from completely different countries like Canada. I met some German girls the other day, and I swapped scars with them. So it's been really good meeting new people, and it's just a great atmosphere.
How many people have you met from other countries so far?
I went over to the Canada camp. There was about five of them over there, and we had a nice chat about where they was from and different customs they have. I met people from... went to two camps that were from Ireland, different parts of Ireland. I've met two girls from Germany, and also met America so far, so it's been really good.
What is it about scouting that makes you want to do it?
It's a place where you can escape and you can get away from everything else and just be with your friends. You can also try lots of new activities, have great fun, and it's brilliant overall.
What sort of activities are you looking forward to taking part in here at the Jamboree?
Definitely parasending, microlighting. I'm looking forward to the 4x4 driving as well, and maybe going up to London as well. That'd be quite fun.
What do you hope to take home with you from the Jamboree and this experience?
Just so many new experiences and memories. I've been swapping scars with people and that, so I've got scars from all over different countries. And like I said, it's just different experiences and having a great time, really.